Boy Ra Poppe. Around ten lines from the bottom, better. Boy Ra Poppe, Mayim de Shifte Mai. Now, Sheves is a type of a spice, others say it's dill. Now, a person, we learned yesterday, Maya de Silke, Kisilke, Maya de Lifte, Kilifte. And the Chiddush was that if a person cooks a vegetable together with water, is poshet, we paskin lahaloche, that not only does one make a boire pri adama on the vegetable, one makes boire pri adama on the water alone, since the water has the tam of the vegetable. Now, Rav Poppe klar de shayle, maye de shifte. Now, dill, shifte is dill, as we said before, and dill is used, a little dill is put into a tavshil. So the Gemara first clears the shayle, when this dill is put into the tavshil, what is pshat in the dill, in the sheves? Lemesuke taime of the Oy la avuri zuama of the law. He says, when you put the sheves in a tavshul, so it seems it adds a tam, it adds a good taste to the tavshul, but it would also seem that it accomplishes la avuri zuama. If there's some zuama, some bad taste in the machol, so the sheves accomplishes that we don't have the zuam in the machol. So the Gemara is clearing a hakire when you put sheves in a machol. What is the purpose of the sheves? Is the purpose of the sheves there? That is zicher, that the tam that it puts into the machol takes away the zuam and it has a better taste. But the Gemara is clearing, what is the true purpose? Is the true purpose only lavurei zuama? And if that is and it does it through giving a taste, if that would be the purpose of sheves, so it could be, then it has the same aloche, as we once mentioned, psomim shall beis hakisei, or psomim shall meis, you do not make a broche. Even though the psomim give a good reyach, since the tachlis of the psomim is not a positive tachlis, it's only to get rid of an offensive odor, even though it gets rid of it by putting in a good odor, but since the tachlis is to get rid of an offensive odor, so these psomim one does not make a broche, because the tachlis of these psomim is lesalek reyacha. So that is the Gemara Shaila over here. What is pshat in this sheves dill? Is the tachlis lavuri zuma? Zichar has a good taste, but the taste is only lavuri zuma. We don't really need the taste of the sheves. We need the taste lavuri zuma. So then this taste is not considered a taste what one should make a brochan. And we're clearing, that's a different shaila. We're clearing that a person had the sheves and he had some water, and he cooked up the water, and now we only have the taste of the sheves. So we're clearing, is this taste a taste that's oimed la'achile, or is this taste oimed la'avuri zuama? That means if the etzem tama machel is oimed not to be eaten, only la'avuri zuama, so you wouldn't make a broch on this. If the tama machel has a cheshivis, and that's why we add this machol to the kedere, so then we would make a broche on maye de shifte. So that is the shaila of the Gemara. The hakire is in the tavshul, but the shaila is if you have sheves with mayim alone. Toshma hasheves mishenosno tam bekedera, ein bo mishum trume ve eine metame tumas euchlem shma mino lim suke tame of the lo shma mino. Let us see Rashi. We'll see what the Rai is. De shifto, maye de shifte. So what is shifto? Yerek shenoisnim mi at begdere. a little of this yerek is put into a kdeir, into a tavshil, l'masek ba'alme, only to be mamtik the tam. V'loi la'ochloi, no one wants to eat this, it's only put in l'shem tam. Onit belaz, and they say this is dill. L'mesuke taima of it, u'mevolchin al meimei tavshiloi, v'yrei priyo adoma. She make v'yrei priyo adoma. So it says, so the Gemara brought a raya from a Baraisa or a Mishnah that Hasheves ain bo bebad shelo, that this Yerek mishenosnua bekdeira, when it was put into a kdeira vaitziyua, and afterwards it was taken out, ain bo shuv mishum iser trumen. So now a zor is permitted to eat it. The havalei ke'eitz ba'alme, because after it's put into the tavshul, so the whole time of the sheves leaves the sheves, and now it's a eitz ba'alme. Aba midiktoni, but since the bereis expresses itself, hasheves mishenosno tam bekdeira, so it would seem that that's the tachlis of the sheves, a positive action, nesinas tam, not a negative action of avurei zuamo, shma mino letaima vide. So we see it's letaima vide. So therefore, if it's letaima vide, so therefore one makes a boire priyadoma on the may shifte. The Panim Me'irois, the Tila Ledovid in Simen Reish Beis, if Cotton Vov, brings down a Panim Me'irois and says, so according to this Gemara, one should make on tea a Beire Pri Adome. It's also the same thing. The tea leaves all the time of either. You want to put a tam in the water. See, it's also the same thing. This is the case over here. He wants to put the tam into the water. That's our Ore from the Panim Me'irois. He says as follows: the ikar hashivte hu litein tam bekdeira, the kivin shekein dinai ka'oichol. I think he means to say that the tachlis of the sheves is not to put it in. This was the case over here, but the tachlis of the sheves is to that it should be nice and tam in macholim, and the macholim are eaten. So therefore, Shabbos also has a shame machol, something that's the only purpose is to give tam and tamayim. It doesn't have a shame machol, and one doesn't make a priyadom. I think that's what he means to say. But al koponim, it's a ha'or of the ponim meiris, why tea should be different than maya de shifte. Now we have a new sugya, which is a very difficult sugya. Omar Rav Chiya Barashi, pas tzinuma b'ka'ora mevorchin oleho hamaitzi. So first we will learn the sugya the way the Ritva says how Rashi learned the sugya. Rashi is very unclear and very short. The Ritva is a little marach. So we'll see what are we speaking about over here, what the shaila is. Omar Rav Chiya Barashi, pas tzenuma bekora. So Rashi says, pas tzenuma, yevesha. You have dried pieces of bread. Shenosna bekora lishreis. And it's dry, and you want to put it into a kor, into a plate, lishreis. It should get a little soft. Vechein tzenuma isdakeis. So tznumei tzakas is also a lotion of yovesh. It's dried out. Now there's a diuk over here, which one has to be medayik from the lotion of Rav Chiya Barashi. The diuk is, in the plate there's pas tznuma. That means in the plate there was breklach of pas, which has a din pas. That's no shayla over here. But on the table, there's bigger pieces of bread. So now, the shaila is, on which should he make the maitzi on? That is the shaila in this sugya, according to Rashi. We have psisais gedailais al hashulchan, and we have psisais ktanois in the korah, because in the plate you can't have big pieces over here. And what is the shaila? The shaila is, that's how the Ritva explains the shaila according to Rashi. The shaila is on the small pieces which are in the ka'orah, you cannot make betziya. You cannot be boitzeya. And later we'll see there's a meiradik inyan of betziyas ha'pas, of breaking off a chelik of the pas after you make a moitzi. And these small pieces, you take, this is the piece, you can't breckle it more. You'll take it and you'll make a moitzi on it. Le'idach gise, if you'll make your moitzi on the pas that's on the table, the bigger pieces, we're not speaking about shleimis, here you can make betziya. So the shaila is, when one is making a moitzi, is there a preference to make a moitzi on the big piece in order he should be able to make betziya sapas? Or he can take right away the small piece and make a moitzi on that? We're not speaking about shleimis over here, we're speaking about hilchis betziya sapas. So Rav Chiya Barashi was mechadish. There's no Indian of betziya. You take a piece and you make a moitzi and fartik. Mevochin aleho amoitzi. You're permitted to make the moitzi on this pas senuma. You're not mechuyev to take the big piece. Upelige de Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya Barashi is choylik on Rav Chiya. The Omar Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya said, tzorich shetichle brocha im hapas. That means you have to end the brocha hamoitzi lechem min haoretz. So, let's see, this is the lashon of the Ritva. Pligi de rabchiye, shesoiver, shetzorich livtsoya bigmar habroche. Rabchiye says one has to be boitzeya bigmar habroche. Hilkach pesisin gedolim adifi mishum de'efsha lemivtza behu. So therefore, it's better to be boitzei. It's better to take the pesisim gedolim because there's an inyan of betziya. You should be boitzeya bigmar broche hamoitzi lechem min. And that he says on, and then ha'oretz. B'shas he says ha'oretz. He's boitzeya. He has to be boitzeya bigmar habroche. Tzorech shetichle brocho im hapas means im betziyas hapas. So memeil, according to Rav Chiya, so we see there's such an inyan of betziyas hapas. So therefore, one should take the pas that's on the shulchan. So they'll be able to get, he'll be able to make betziya. Maskif lo rove. So Rava asks now a shaila on Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya, you say there's an inyan of betziyas hapas, but when does one make the betziyas hapas? Before the gmar broche. That means when he says ha'oretz, it's poros already. It's not, he doesn't say ha'oretz on, he says ha'oretz on a prusa. Is maskiv lo Rava. May shnot snumo deloi. So Rava asks the kashe. Why do you hold that one should not make a moitzi on the tznume? Mishum, dechikalya broche, because I'm saying a moitzi lechem min ha'oretz, a prusa kokalya. Because I'm making a broche on a prusa. I'm making a broche, so be meile, so according to you, ala pas nami. So even though he has a pas and he's making betziye, but I'm asking you, ki kagomro. But when he says ha'oretz, he's also a prusa gomro. What are you different? What are you different than Rav Chiya Barashi? The gmar abroche is ayvesay being said on something that you're not making betzion. The gmar abroche is said on a prusa. So why are you better than Rav Chiya Barashi? Elo omar rove. So rove said a different halachiv. Mevorech, you first make the moitzi, v'acharkach boitzeya, and then you make betziya. Nardoi ovdi, so we have here a three-way machloikis. We have a Rabbi Barashi held this Bechlau no union of Betziye. This Bechlau no union of Betziye can make direct on the Prusa. Rabbi held one should make Betziye, but Bishas the Gmar Broch it could be Botsu already. And Rava says no. First one makes the Broch and then he's Betziye. Nardoi of the Kerabchie. The Rabbonin of the Kerove. Omar Ravina, Omroli, Aim, Ovuch of it Kerabchie. The Omar Rabchie, Tzor Shetichla, Brochi, Mapas. The Rabbonin of the Kerove. And the Rabbonin did like Rove. The Hilchis Kerove. The Omar Mevorech, Vachar Kach Beitzeh. The Loche is like Rove. That is the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. Tzorich shetichle bilchas hamoitzi im prisas haprusa minapas. You say ha'oretz together with the prisas haprusa. Vahai, so memele b'shas the gemar. Vahai, no, in the case of Rabchie, poros vaimetu. It's poros. Here you're making a betziya. Here it's poros vaimet. So Rove asked, what did you accomplish better? The aprusa kalye, even the amrit in prisas aprusa, tichle maichshivusa yamai anisa. So what did you accomplish? Bishas the gemara broch. It's weiter aprusa. You're not any better than Rabchie Barashi. Elom Rove mevoich v'achakach betziya. Goimer kola broche v'achar kach mafresh ha'pruse tekalye broche apas sholem. Perhaps to understand a little the inyan of, perhaps it'll be a little to understand a little bit what the machlokes is in the inyan of betziyas apas, I'd like to say over a Teiris Chaim in Sanhedrin. Teiris Chaim in Sanhedrin daf kuf beis omed aleph says as follows. Amiridike Teiris Chaim. He says as follows. Tzorich ha'odom lahafrish reishis. A person has to be mafrish the reishis of the pas. V'lifrois min ha'kiker ha'sholoim prusa achas. And he breaks off one piece. Reishis, we'll see later. Reishis means from, because your beitzeya from the chalik that was baked first. That was the reishis of the pas. You break off a prusa achas, l'shem Hashem. This prusa is l'shem Hashem. Ulevarech olof. And you make the broche on the prusa. Kishem shemafrishim reishis l'shem b'shar kol malachaisov. Just like by all other malachis, you give the reishis to the Rabbeinu Shloilem, bikurim min hakomet, when you have the tvuah, so the first tvuah that became ripe, that's bikurim. Trume min hadogon, it became dogon, so you give trume. Chala min ha'isa. Kochel mavrish reishis l'shmoyis borach, achero afiyah. Therefore you mavrish the reishis after the afiyah. This is l'shem Hashem. Ulohochi, habaitzeya, we'll see in Tosfos to say the chaytech me'at tchila. First, one should cut when by betziyas hapas. Let's not speak about Shabbos, but we have in Tosfos by betziyas hapas. When one has a pas sholem, for example, so one should not take the pas sholem and make a moitzi and then break off a piece. He's chaytech tzas. You cut part of it. It should still be attached to the pas. And you chaytech. Hochi abeitzeya chaytech me'atchila. First he cuts off a part and it's still attached. Umevorech. And then he makes a brocha on this piece, the piece that's going to be broken off. Upoireis va'oichu min aprusa. And he eats from the prusa. Avoloyevorech al kol hapas. He does not make the moitzi on the whole pas. Al kol hapas bechlal dereishis binan. You have to make the broche. This is a prusa achas l'shem Hashem. This is the dereishis of the pas, and you make the broche on the dereishis of the pas. ובז בשמחי מפרש רישס הפס לשם השם ומבורך עליו. You make a broch on the rishis, ubaze poiter kol sharapas. And with that, you're poiter sharapas. Ulahochi nire, he says, therefore we'll understand on hoge, tafilu bishabis v'yontif, we'll have in tesis, deine choytech bekiker adachar abroche. One does not cut a chelik of the kiker before the broche, because we're afraid it might become aislach mishneh. But mikomokim tzorich las is roishim bekikah. You have to make a roishim. Why? Kifi shir a prusa sheyifrois. Because to show that this is the prusa, this chaylik is the reishis, that you are poiris l'shem Hashem. So there has to be a certain chaylik, that's the prusa. Ki heichi de leikum a brocha aloysoy mikzas. That the brocha has to be chal on this chaylik. V'loy teikim broche al kol alechem. The broche is not on the whole bread. The broche is on the reishis. U'mishim hochi tzorech lachtech ha'prusa mehecha shemagdim lefois. Therefore, one has to break off the prusa from where it starts being baked. The oz havi reishis gomer. That is the reishis. He says, this is the first part of the bread that started becoming baked. So this chaylik is peiris l'shem Hashem u'mavorech olam. V'tam afroshes reishis l'ashem. What is the sin you give the reishis l'ashem? By giving the reishis to the Rabbeinu Shalom, noisin shvach v'ido remes shehu rishoin v'ein reishis l'rishosoi l'chein kol reishis l'ashem. And therefore he says you'll find something very interesting. V'kivin de beprusas ha-moitze hu chelkoi. The moitzi, this is a chelik l'ashem. It's a prusa achas l'shem Hashem. Kosav abeis Yosef, soiv simen kuf samach zayim b'shem ha-kolboi. The noagu kol Yisrael shaloi la'achil mibeheime chaye v'oif v'akum mechtiches negas b'chtiches ha-moitzi. This prusa, a yid will never give to a goy, will never give to a behemo or chaye. Is memele because this is areishis l'ashem. That is pshat and betziyis apas. So memele. So could be this is the svare of Rab Chiya. Rab Chiya held. Why did Rab Chiya hold? You have to break off by the gemara broche. Because Rab Chiya held that that's showing that the broche is on the prusa. If the pas is a shleima, so then it looks like you're making a broch on a shleima, and we lost the whole mechuvin. We have to be mafrish areishis of the pas l'ashem. And the broch only goes on that. Later, the other becomes upkepatet, but the broch is chal on the areishis. Therefore, he held that therefore one has to be poiris b'shas the gemara brocha to show that the broch is on the reishis. And Rove tainet to him know that since b'shas the gemara brocha, so it is a prus already, so it could be, so this already, it loses the chshivas of reishis. That means, so if it's porus already, so it, and it's separated from the pas, so it doesn't have a chshivas of reishis of that pas. In order to have a reishis, you have a shame reishis of that pas, one has to show that that's mechubet to the pas. Fakir b'shas de gemar broch, it's a prus alone. That was the machloikis between Rove and Rab Chiya. Rab Chiya held, since the roiv of the broch was said on the pas, And b'shas gemar you're making, so I'm making on the reishis of the pas. And Rove held, no, since b'shas gemar broch, it's not mechuber anymore to the pas. So he says, what are you different than the Chiya Barashi? So it comes out the broch is being said not on a reishis, it's being said on a pruse. So therefore it has to be mechuber to the pas till after the gemar habroch. This is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. And therefore, the Shaila was, says this, the sheet, the Ritva says, Klo, the Shaila was a filler. We're not speaking about a Shleima over here. We're speaking about a pass that one can make Bitsiya, and the Tznuma, the Ka'ore, one cannot make Bitsiya. Now let us see Taisvis. Pass Tznuma Beka'ore, Mevorchen Alea Meitzi Lechem in Ha'orez, Upligi de Rabchiyah. So this is a very sosum gemore. What is it speaking about of it? Pas tuma bekor yi meka moitzi ni krigs av rafchiye. Vim toime hechi mairi. What's the case over here? Im yesh shleima lefonov. If there is a shleima, that means in the ka'ora, there's prusis. Pas tuma bekor. And there's a shleima le shulchon. Hamrinim besomuch the kulalme shleima odif. Shleima is better than a prusa. So why shouldn't he make the baitzi on the shleima? Vileka el tznume. If there's only a tznum in the kore, hechi poli garo rabchie. Ha maskina lael. So what's the shalv bechlau? He can make a baitzi on it. We learned before. Prurim. Avo pi shein bem kezayis mevoch naleim ha baitzi. Ha vizbo terisa dename. As long as there is terisa dename, that was the memra of Rav Sheshes. So memelus he make a moitzi. So why should Rabchiya ding sich? V'yeshleima kigoin de'iko shleima lefonov. There's a shleima lefonov u'botza min hatznuma. So this loshen is very misleading. But Baruch Hashem, Einoi Toisus Menoches. Toisus Menoches is a little bit clearer, and the Rabbeinu Yoin is also a little bit clearer. Taisus and Menachos Rabbeinu Yoin explain as follows. The case was as follows. He had two types of breads. He had a tznuma, which is a dry bread, and it seemed he wanted this dry bread. And then he had other bread, which wasn't tznuma. He was interested in eating the tznuma. But what did he do? So he made the betzias hapas before the broche. That was the maisa with the tznuma. We're not speaking about that he had breklech over here in the korah. No, he had two whole breads, and he wants right away to eat from the tznuma. It's more tempting. So, but he wants it should be already. It should be the prusa should be already in the korah. It should be tempting already. He wants it should be ready. Not he should make first a moitzi on the dry bread and then eat the dry bread. He wants this dry bread to be a little bit more tasty. So he made the betzias hapas before the broche. But he's making, that means he had two shleimis. So he's making now, I want to make a broche. So he took one shleime and he cut it up in five pieces. This is my betzias hapas. He puts it into the ka'ore, he pours a klirishin on it. Now it's good. Now he says, Baruch Ata Hashem, he makes a meitzi lechem in oretz. He made the betziye before the broche, but there was a betziye. So the shayla is, so the shayla is as follows. Rav Chiye ubotza min atznume. That means the tznume also there was made a betziye. But we have to the betziye already. But the shaila is that the betziya is after, before the broche. Is Rav Chiya Barash Sova Bahave Kemoi Shleimo Ma'ache Shehi Chavive Mevorich Oler. So if you will say, there's two shailas over here. There's a shaila of betziya, and then there's a shaila of chshivis, to make a broche on a dover sholei. So the maila of making a broch on a dover sholem, he doesn't have over here because it's not sholem, but it's chavit. So he held that the broch on the dover sholem, this is equivalent to dover sholem. This is chavit. So the maila, so that's no shaila. The betziyah, I made a very betziyah. I made the betziyah before the maitzi, that's no problem. So that's because, so there's two shailas over here. There's a shail in Hilchis Betziyas Apas, and there's a shail in the Broche. So Meile in Betziyah, he made it before already. In the Broche, Chaviv is equivalent to Sholem. The Rabchiyas Vira, Le, Rabchiyas Vira, a Dinsach Nisht, with Rav Chiya Bar Ashi in the second Nekudah, if Chaviv is not as good as Shalom. No, Chaviv is mighted him. But in Hilchis Betzias HaPas he's dinging with him. Rav Chiya Svirle Shetzorch Shetich LeBroche Im HaPas. The Betzias has to be together with the Gemar Broche. You can't be Magdim the Betzias to the Broche. It has to be with the Gemar Broche. Since this was already Batsua, Shleima Odif, Avoli Leko Shleima. If there's no Shleima in front of him, so Moidisha Voich Alapuruma, Moidisha Minos, there's no Shail, not the Shailas, that means the Gemara's Loshen is Meiradik misleading. Not the Shailas if one can make a Moitzi on this. One can zicha make a Moitzi. The shaila is if there's a shleima lefonov. If there's a shleima lefonov, if what he should be baitseya. If he should be baitseya on the shleima in order to have the seder of a betziya bishas gmar broche. And that's the third day. And Rava says no, that the betziya bishas gmar broche is also a reis kechapt. The betziya should be after the gmar broche. These are the three shittas according to Tosfos. But if it comes out according to Tosfos, no one ever cholim that you don't need betziya. That means there was a betziya, afilo according to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. Vehilchese kirove, the mavorech v'achar kach beitzeya. Perish, shelo yafrish haprusa min hapas ad achar habroche. That Rav says one should not be mafrish the prusa till after the broche. Yeah. V'yeish ha-noigim levorech birchas ha-moitzi. No, if Rav says first you make the broche and then you make betziyas ha-pas, so others ha-noig levorech birchas ha-moitzi koidim she-yachtoich. That even before he cuts it, he makes a broche on a shleima kedei she-tei ha-pas shleima b'shas broche. Ve'ein ha-minig nochein la-seis-kein. That is not correct. The havi hesech ha-das bein ha-broche la-chile. That means if afterwards, first he makes a broche, and then he's going to start sawing off the prusa, that's a hesech ha-das already. That's a hefsik. You shouldn't do that. That's too much of a hefsik. So Memela, so no, that's wrong. So you have to cut the pas. That it should be partially cut before. But it's still mechuber to the pas. It's still called one piece. If I'm not mistaken, the Rosh says that the criteria is if you'll pick it up by the chela kaprus and it won't break off, so it's still called one piece. Then that you do number one. Then you make the moitzi, and then you goyma the betziyas hapas. Umiyu b'shabes nochel lahachmer ulavorech koidim sheyachtoch. Shabbos one should be machmer. That's even though in yisod, even though you would cut half of the. Lalochi, it says you should make like a seed. That means you cut half of the pas, and it's still mechuber, and then you make the moitzi. So Shabbos, theoretically, you could also do that. It's still called a sholem. But Shabbos, we were afraid, levorech koidim sheyachtech shelo tishomet yodei livtzoya koidim shetich labrochi. Might cut in too far, and then it will be oy sholem. Then he won't have lechem mishneh. Lechem mishneh should be a lechem sholem, and it seems bizman the Balei Tosfos and they didn't have an abundance of lechem mishneh. They had whatever they had. So mameila, if you're going to take a chance and start cutting it before, you might end up without lechem mishneh. Period. Or bepeirik shloisha she'ochlo maskinon the beinon at shetichla omein mipi ha'oinim. Now one more nekude. We paskin like Rove that one should make the moitzi before the b'tzias ha-pas, but the Gemara in Shloisha She'ochlu says that if he's moitzi an oilam with his broche, So he should make the betziya after the amen, because their amen is a hashlama of his bracha. It's kozman, they don't say amen, his bracha was not nigmar. So memele, you should therefore wait till they say amen, and then your betziya. Shlo yivtza koidem. V'yeish shemeviyim raya. Others bring a raya, so I'll tell you pshat in this Tosfos the way the Rosh Hashlon's pshat in Tosfos. Shetzorich l'sayim abroche koidem sheyivtza. That one, so the Rosh Hashlon's pshat in Tosfos, that the Tosfos held that it is not correct to leave the pas sholeim and then start cutting because it's a hesach hadas. Others held that no, it is correct. One should not do any cutting in the pas till he finishes the broch. Why? V'yesh meviyim rayim shetzorich l'sayim habroche koidim sheyivtza. Before he cuts anything, he should first end the broch. Midetoni rabchiyah b'yirishalmi. Rabchiyah says in the Yirishalmi, a new halacha. Ein mevorchen ala pas elo b'shoshu poires. Vahainu. So it seems from the Marsha that this means not like rabchiyah over here, but first he makes a broch. And then he's poiris. V'hainu mishum shem yifrois koidem abroche. If he might be poiris, if he'll be poiris koidem abroche, even the b'chaytech part, shemo tipel aprusa miyodai. A very interesting chash. Maybe if he'll start cutting it, so it'll come out that the broche was made only on the prusa. And maybe this prusa will fall and will become unedible. V'lo yuchal lechel prusa acheres sheyivtza v'loy broche. It means if he only made a broche, l'chayre di Yerushalmi is mamish the heper of the Teiris Chaim. The Teiris Chaim says one should be mahader that the broche should not be on the whole pas. The broche should be on the reishis. And the Yerushalmi says fakert, that one should make sure that the broche is on the whole pas, not on the prusa. Why? Because if the broche will only be on the prusa, there'll be such an entity as a prusa. So what'll happen if the prusa will fall out of his hands? And it will become unedible. So then he won't be permitted to eat the rest of the pas, unless he'll make a new broche, ele yitztarech lachzor levorech. V'yesh kan broche levatolo. Avol, im hoyo tzorech levorech al kol hapas. But if he doesn't cut anything, and the broche is on the whole pas, v'lo yuchel lifreis koidem ha-broche, אז אם טיפל הפרוסה אינם מבורך הפרוסה אחרת סביב זה בברוכה ראשונים. So בעצם let us see דף למתס עמד א' the תויסוויס that we skipped. תויסוויס בעצם here it has ממש no mocking whatsoever, but the ראשונים bring this הלוכה to our תויסוויס. That's around the 10 lines by the end of the תויסוויס to be מסחל בוצלי שיורי. Ba'oid yesh b'Yerushalmi heichi diborich artumusa lemeichle. A person made a brocha on artumis v'nofal miyodei and it fell out of his hand v'shokal achine bo'i bruchi zimne achite. So he has to make a new brocha because he made the brocha on the one that was on his hand, and if the brocha wasn't chal on that one, if the brocha is chal on that one, it seems the other tumusim anigra. But if the brocha was not chal on the one that was in his hand because it fell down, became unedible, boy bruchi zimne achite, oporich maishna ma'ames ha'mayim, and the Yerushalmi asakashe, by an ames ha'mayim, you also do not make the brocha, if you have a river, you also don't make a brocha on the water that is in front of you, b'shas the brocha, you make the brocha on the water which will come after the brocha. Oporich maishna ma'ames ha'mayim, perish te mavorich lishtois, v'hani ozli, that this water passes by Bani Achini Ninu. So it seems the bracha is on another water. And here you say, if he had a tumis in his hand and the tumis fell down, he has to make a new bracha. And Mishani said, Yishami answers, by water, he realized that on the water that's in front of him, he can't make a bracha because it's running water. So Memela, so the bracha lechatchila was on the water that is going to come. So in this Yerushalmi, Rav Chiya said, therefore it is a good eitzah to make sure not to cut. That's what others brought a raya from the Yerushalmi, that one should make sure that he should not cut off. He should not cut off from the. From the shalem till after the bracha to ensure that if any accident happens, he won't have to make a new bracha because the bracha was set on the whole pas. That is so others. That's how the Rosh Hashanah is pshat in Taisvus. So others brought a raya, not like the first anhoga of Taisvus. A new sugya. Itmer heviu lifneyem psisin ushleimim. A person has in front of him psisim ushleimim. Omar Rav Huna mevorech ala psisin upoiter as ashleimim. So Rashi says as follows: psisin ushleimim. Omar Rav Huna imrotze mevorech ala psisim. Im apsisim gedoyle min ashleimim sorech levorech aleihem. So Rashi is saying, telling us two halachas. Number one, Rashi is telling us Rav Huna held there's no maila of shalem. There's no maila of shalem whatsoever. So therefore, if you have two pieces of bread, one is a shalem and one is a posis, it's psisim, it's and they're both the same size. So you can do whatever you want. There's no milas over here. Sholem is not a mila. So whatever you want, you can be mevorech. But that's one halacha. We'll see how Rashi and the sugya figure this out. Halacha number two. But if you have a bigger piece, so one is gadol. Oh, gadol is better than sholem. That's what Rav Huna holds. Gadol is better than sholem. Therefore, if it's bigger, then one has to make the brocha on the psisim if it is bigger. So Eisus Rav Huna is telling us two halachas. If that there's no maila of shalem, so by equal you can do what you want, and there is a maila of God. Rabbi Yochanan Oma, shleima mitzvah min amufcha. Rabbi Yochanan holds, no, there is a maila of shalem, number one. So, and he dings it in both cases. So memeil, if they're equal about the givis, the one should make the maitzi on the shalem. And he also holds that Sholem is better than Godel. So Memele, one should always make the brocha on the Sholem. But the Gemara continues, Avo pruso shel chitim ushleimo min asoirim. But what if one has a pruso shel chitim? It's smaller, it's a pruse, and it's chitim. Ushleimo min asoirim. And he has a lechem sholem in asoirim, but chitim has a maila agde meikro eretz chita soiro. So memeile, this already is a yichus. This is a maila of agde meikro. Pruso shel chitim ushleima min asoirim. Divrei hakel mevorech ala pruso shel chitim upoiter es ashleima shel soirim. So what is the Gemara saying? If there is a chshivis of agda meikro, there's a teira de chshivis. This is a pesamoach. It's ainyus de chshivis. Shalem, godel. This is a pesazoi moach. It's ainyus de. But if you have a teira de chshivis, a chshivis of chita, that overweighs all other milas, and you mevorech ala chita paiter as ashleim. Omar Rabbi Yirmiya Barabe Kitanois. Rabbi Yirmiya Barabe says, it's not so posh. You're telling me a loche. That what? That a Torah dike maile outweighs all other mailes. It's a debatable statement. We learned as follows. We learned a Mishnah in Trumas. If a person, now we're going to learn this Gemara the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Taisus has a different Gemara, but now we're just learning the Gemara according to Rashi. Tormim botzel cotton sholem, avoloi chatzi botzel godl. A person has a shaila, what to do. He wants to be mafresh truma. So he has a botzel cotton and a chatzi botzel godl. So Rashi learns pshat that this chatzi botzel godl is larger than this botzel cotton sholem. So now he has over here a toiredike mailer of godel. Why? Because if he gives the koyin the chatzi bottle godel, chatzo botzel godel, he's giving ba'ayin yofe. He's giving more. If he gives the small one, I get to build some koyin, sa shalom, shkayach, he's going to put aside in his soup, the shalom, sa shalom. Abok upon him, so in Ayin Yofe, the Godel is a bigger mile. So that's a Teiridike mile. Obosarapsa mile from Sholem. So we'll see over here, there's a machloikis. Teirmin, Botzel, Cotton, this is out of the Beis Meir, and the Moim Yisodel, Lem Shad, according to Rashi. Teirmin, Botzel, Kotel, Sholem, Avoloi, Chatzi, Botzel, Godel. So Zetmedoch, the Tanakama, Halt. That Sholem weighs over a Teira Dike Maile. Rabbi Yehuda Oim Eloi, Kielach Hatzi Botzel Godel. No, Rabbi Yehuda holds no, that the Ayin Yofa weighs over Sholem. So, Mamela, we hear here, Amachloikis Tanoim, if a Teira Dike Maile weighs over Sholem, yes or no? So, you said, Absradova Poshit, Kolal Maloi Pligi, Rabbi Yehuda, Samachloikis Tanoim. If a Teira Dike Maile weighs over, Choshev Odev, Umar Sovar Sholem Odev, so Lecheire, that's the Machloikis. Yeah, so you see, it's a Machloikis Tanoi. So the Gemara says, no, you're not learning the correct Pshat in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says as follows, Heicha Deike Koyin, if there's a Koyin around, that you can give him right now the Trumah, Kula alma loy pligi the choshev odef. If you'll give the kohen the shaila, you're going to give him a botzel that weighs an ounce, that's a sholem, or you give him 2 ounces of a chatzi botzel, so memeila yizichi give him the 2 ounces. The choshev odef. This is a teira de kemail. This is ayin yofe. There's no mailin sholem over here. Ki pligi the leka kohen. The machloikis is the leka kohen. When there's no kohen. There's no koyin now. So that means, so this chatzi botzel cotton, it's very big, but there's no koyin now. And we so what's going to happen with this the botzel sholem will preserve itself. It won't get spoiled. The chatzi botzel cotton, samirdika ayin yofe, aber, if there's no koyin around, so we have to be a shtikel royes hanoilid, and we'll see it's going to rot. So the machlokes is as follows. Ki pligi de leke koyin. The whole machlokes is when there's not a koyin around. It's not. Kol mokim sheyesh koyin. If there's a koyin around, toire min ayofe. So then he gives trume min ayofe. Fakert, he gives trume from the yofe, this will be the choshev. You'll give more. It's bigger. It's V'chol mokim she'ein koyin toyre min ha-miskayim. That's the svar of the Tanakhama. So let's be mafrish a botzel cotton that will last a little longer. Benkach or benkach, maybe we'll find the koyin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein toyre melo min ha-yofe. No, you give min ha-yofe. That's l'chayre, the pshat. So l'chayre, according to Rashi, we have to understand what's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make sense. If the whole tachlis is ayin yofe, because it's more of a medav tach zayin aroyes hanoyle dach medach zayin. But what's the mile of this big botzel By the time the kohen will get, it'll be a rotten botzel. I mean, so what's the maila the ayin yofed? But cooking by ayin yofed, that's an arayas anoyled. What's the svara here of Rabbi Yehuda? So it could be the machloikis, the tanekame in Rabbi Yehuda is as follows. In Hilchis Kiddush Levone, it's brought down from the Trumas Adeshin that there's an Indian to be Mekadosh to Levone Meitzoi Shabbos. But it's brought down, that's Dafkev Meitzoi Shabbos is before Yud Bechoidish, Daf Mevalten Fa Meitzoi Shabbos. What if Meitzoi Shabbos is after Yud Bechoidish? So Memele, so there's a gamble involved. Could be Ich Ken Areinchappen Na Meitzoi Shabbos. Meitzoi Shabbos is Yud Gimel Bechoidish. So here we are, Sofik. Could be a kechaparain a moitzoi Shabbos. Moitzoi Shabbos is a very mahuda the kekiddish levone, the kaddish levone with the shtreimel. It's anders. Mekabel pnei shchina. It's something. Other, but maybe before volkin moitzoi Shabbos. What does one do? So the Trumas Adeshin says, you know what one does? Forget about the hidurim. It's the hostar al levone, kechaparain the levone when she shines, and don't wait till moitzoi Shabbos. So the zach is, so be'etzem we see there was a meridike shayla, that a person has, he's now doing a pula, he's doing a mitzvah b'li hidur, and he has a afsharos, a possibility to do it with the hidur, but on the, there's two sides of the coin. He might end up doing the mitzvah b'hidur, or he might end up losing the mitzvah. So the Trumas Adeshin paskens l'alocha, forget about your durim and do ensure that you're mekayim the mitzvah. It could be, this was the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda held, according, we have Rashi's pshat over here. Taisha is a different pshat in Gansen. But according to Rashi, could be the pshat is, the mahalach is as follows. That the shayla was that sicha, there's an ayin yof over here. Now there's no coin, that's for sure. But now, what's going to be tomorrow? Who knows? Tomorrow could be there'll be a coin. Could be there won't be a coin tomorrow. So that is the gamble we take. If he's mafrish min hayof, if he's mafrish a chatzi botzel cotton, chatzi botzel godel, some meile, that's ayin yof. Maybe he'll end up giving an ayin yof. So let him now be mafrish the chatzi botzel godel. Maybe be able to be mekayim afroshes trumim with an ayin yof. Or the Rav Shirnei, maybe tomorrow he won't find the coin. The coin will first come next week. So meile could be that was the machloikis. That was the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama. And Baruch Hashem, we paskin like the Tanakhama, Teir min botzel kotten sholem, avolei chatzi botzel godel, and we paskin like the Trumas Adeshin, Sal Kaponim, lahaloche, if that's the lomdis in the machloikis, lahaloche is ishtimt. So could be this was the machloikis. Now, let's go further in the Gemara. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, V'yirei shomayim yoytze yidei shneim. We have here Amachloikis, Rav Hune and Rav Yoichanan. Now, this is where Rashi got the second chiluk. Rashi said Rav Hune is speaking about two cases. In one case, if they're similar, you can do whatever you want. So then there's no Machloikis between Rav Hune and Rav Nachman. Rav Hune and Rabbi Yochanan. But Rashi says in a case where one is bigger, so then Godel is better than Sholem. That's what Rav Hune holds. Rav Nachman holds that Sholem is better than Godel. So Memele, so what does one do? Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok v'yirei shemayim yoytze yidei shnei. Yirei shemayim is yoytze both. Umonoi mar berei de ravine. He was a yirei shemayim. The mar berei de ravine. What did he do when he had this problem? He had a godel and a sholem. Is meiniach perusa besoich hashleima. He held together the prusa utachas hashleima ubeitzeya, and he was beitzeya. What does Rashi say? Let us see Rashi. Ketanoi, hoda amret pruse shal chitim ushleima shal soirim, tanoi, avoloi chatzi botzel godel, v'afal pishi yesh bo yoyser mikotten sholeim, the Tanakama holds that sholeim is better. So the Gemara says, no, b'mokim shi yesh koim v'noyis noloim miyad, so zizicher, Ayin Yof is better. But Mokim Shein Koyin Tzorich Li Yisrael Sheyetz Niyano At Sheyim Tse Koyin Litno Loi Vachatzi Bot Zulayne Miskayim Yoyitze Yidei Shnei Ayirei Shemayim Is Yoyitze Yidei Shnei Yidei Mach Loikis Shol Rav Hune Ve Rabbi Yoichanin Meiniach Prusa Tachas Ashleime Vnimtso Shteyem Biyodoi. Now both of them on his hand Ubeitzeya Oymi Shteyem Oy mina shleime. Oh, it's by tzeya from the shleime. It could be, so what did he accomplish? It could be the lomdus is when he's holding both of them, there's a loshen hataz, that when you hold both of them together, it's ki'ilu, they're one. It's ki'ilu, it became one piece. So it's one bread that's godol v'sholem. That means part of it is sholem and part of it is godol, but it's one bread. So memele, so I'm by tzeya. So memele, so if it's one bread, so if he, even though he's beitzeya, so it's mistava, you should be beitzeya. That's what Rashi says, be beitzeya on the sholem. That means because it's a godel. That's I'm beitzeya on the godel from the chelik hasholem. If holding both together becomes one bread, so memele abach tachalts. I have so I can. That's what the Yirei Shemayim does. Tani tan the kamid Rav Nachman by Yitzchok meniach pruso besoich ashleimo beitzeya mavoich omalei mashimcha omalei shalmoim omalei shalom ato ushleimo mishnosecha das zer shein gezot shesamto shalom bein atalmidim. You made Sholem Bein HaTalmidim. The Ben Yoyodah says, how did the Talmidim come in Samta Sholem Bein HaTalmidim? So he says that in Talmidim there are two types. There's one type that's a very big Baki. He knows Ganses Dorim. But he doesn't learn it Be'in. He doesn't know what to claw. The other one, Veist Abyssal. But Veist is good. So he says, so one is called a sholem and one is called a godel. I forgot which is which. But Kaponim, he says, the one that knows the whole Seder, that's called a sholem. And the other one is called a godel. So each one holds that I'm better. The Veistach. But the Veistach nicht. Was ich weiß, Veistach doch ja. Al Kaponim, so he says, Samta sholem ben atalmidim, they're verkehrt. One shouldn't think they're better than the other. You stick them together, one will help the other out. About Kaponim, Kesholim Bein HaTalmidim. That is Rashi's Mahalach in the Gemara. Now let us see Tosfos. Mevorech al apsisim upoiter es hashleimim. Perish Rashi, im apsisim hashleimim shovim. So Rashi was Megalotos, Rav Huna held there's no mile of Sholem. So im apsisim hashleimim shovim, yivoch al eze sheyirtz. Vim apsisim gdoilim, so ich levoich al apsisim, lifter as hashleimim. Rav Huna holds that Godel is better than Sholem. Rabbi Yochanan nomar, al hashleimim mitzvah min amuvcho. That Sholem is mitzvah min amuvcho, afilu im apsisim gdoilim tvei. V'teimis, so Tosfos es im kein Sfora Afuche, so comes out the Mamis Sfora Afuche. The Ravune, Psisim Shem Gdoilim, Adifi, that Godel is better than Sholem. Rab Yoichanin, Shleimim Adifi, Mamis Psmina Kotze la Kotze, that it's opposite Sforas. The Ein Sfora Loima de Pligi Beheper Sforas. That's not a Sfora that it should be Mamish Mina Sfora Mina Kotze la Kotze. That he holds this is better and the other holds this is better. It's mamish and he's not geiris yena meile. Vaytime amai shina besamach l'shaynai denoket loshin prusa shalchitim. He says we heard over here doshtei psisim ushleimim. Later we said prusa shalchitim. So why once it's called psisim and one is called prusa? Al kein perish Rabbeinu Tam, so Rabbeinu Tam has a new pshat in the Gemara. The Mayri bepsisim gedoilim ushleimim ktanim. It's not min akotz al akotz. That the old machloikis is by godel the bepsisim gedoilim ushleimim ktanim.
Pachi Perusha. That's why when it's Gdoilim, it's called Psisim. Prusa means when it's Ktana. Pachi Perusha. Omar Rav Hune Mevorech ala Psisim. Kloimar im Yirtze. He didn't say Mitzvah min Amufcha. He holds that they're equal. Godol is a Maile. Sholem is a Maile. Each one is a Maile. So Mevorech ala Psisim. That Godel is equal to Sholem, and you, if you want, you can make a brocha ala psisim. Im yirtze. Vuhu adin ala shleimim im yirtze. I mean, why do you say psisim? Because he knew Rabbi Yochanan says you have to make the afka mitzvah lebrocha ala shleimim. He says, no, you can make a brocha ala psisim. Rabbi Yochanan ama shleimim ike. So fakel, so now it's not min a hepech ala hepech. It's Pshad, he holds that Godel equals out Sholem, and Rabbi Yechim says, no, Sholem is far better than Godel. V'chein alochi ke Rabbi Yechim, and alochi we paskin like Rabbi Yechim. Dara v'Rabbi Yechim, alochi ke Rabbi Yechim, v'choshkin l'gabi Rav Hunish, alochi ke Moshe she'i Talmidei Sholem. Rav Hunish was the Talmud of Rav, the Datke b'Amiroi Basroi Amirin, and alochi ke Basroi. Period. Avo prusa shalchitim. So prusa means it was small. It was smaller. Ushleima mina seirim. So we're going mina kotz ala kotz. That means even though it's smaller, and the seirim is bigger, and there's a mile of godel, and the seirim is sholim, but the chitim has a mile of chitim. That's a teiridike mile. Divrehakel mevorech ala prusa shalchitim. Then you make a brocha ala prusa shalchitim. The chite adife mishum the agde mekro, because there's the pasuk was magdem chite to soire. So that's that. Avol. Now Tosis makes what will be the loch in different combinations. Avol psisim ushleimim miminechot. What if you have psisim ushleimim minechot? Afilu yia psisim. Mipas nikiye, vashleimim mipas kibel. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan that Sholem is better, except when there is a agde mekro. But if there's no agde mekro, there's a Sholem that's pas kibel, and there's a psisim mipas nikiye. This is whole wheat bread, and this is white bread. Mevorech ala shleimim. In such a case, sholem outweighs it. This is all chitzaynis dike mailis, and in chitzaynis dike mailis, sholem is weighs over. Kedeisa b'teisefte, shleimim de gulus kois, u shleimim de balabayis. That means gulus kois is white bread, the balabayis is paskiba. Mevorech ala shleimim de gulus kois. So you have So you have white bread and paski, but you make on the shleim and the gluskois. Prusa the gluskois, but what if you have the gluskois as a prusa or shleim in the balabais? That's paski, the baruch ala shleim in the balabais. Here you make a broch on the shleim and the balabais. Pas kosher u pas shal nochi. What if you have pas Yisrael and pas shal nochi? Mevorich ala kosher. Make on the kosher. This is a tesefta. V'chein amrinen b'Yerushalmi pas toher u pas tomei mevorech ala toher. Avo. Now, so that is, this is a maila of toher over tomei in kosher over nochi. Avol im pas shel nochi. Avol im pas shel nochi choviv v'noki. But what if you'll have pashel nochi? It's choviv, it's v'noki, it's good, it's white bread. U pashel Yisrael einay choviv, and this is not choviv. Mevorech la'eze sheyirtze. So then you make a broche on whatever you want. That means that each one becomes equal. That means even though the tzad nochi outweighs the tzad Yisrael. But the idachi said the choviv outweighs the einay choviv. Kedeisa b'Yerushalmi, pas noki tomei upas kiber toyer mevorech laize sheyirtze. Avo Rabbeinu Shimshon Siva lesalei kapas lovon shel nochi ma'al ha'shulchan ad la'acher birchas ha'maitzi. So the Taz wants to say what was the frumkeit of Rabbeinu Shimshon the Rash Mishans. Rabbeinu Shimshon held that what the Yerushalmi says, pasnoki tomei und paskiber toyer, one can do whatever he wants. That's speaking about tomei v'toyer and tomei v'tare. He did not know what Alivi Israel in such a case. Could be Nochi is equivalent to Tomei, and then he can do whatever he wants. Could be Nochi is worse than Tomei. Could be Nochi is better than Tomei. He did not know what Halacha Nochi had. So therefore, so how did he solve the problem? So he told them they should not take off the pas lovon. They should take off the pas lovon shal nochi me'al ha'shulchan ad la'acher birchas ha'moitzi. So then he avoided the shaylas. Shnei shleimim mimin echad. Both of them are shalom and the same mean. Im echad yoiser nochi. So the Mlai Arayim explains that means that we're not speaking about nochi and kibur. We're speaking about both Anoki, but one is more Noki than the other. Mavorich al Hanoki, the Chovev Leif Tvei. That even if in a slight percentage one is better than the other, you make on the Noki. Kitanoi, Perish Rashi, Chatzi, Botzel, Godel, Kori Choshev. That Rashi says that the chatzi botzel godel kori choshev lefi sheyesh bo yoiser mi botzel kot sholei. So that's Rashi said. Rashi learned the chashivis of the botzel godel was in the size, because the chatzi botzel godel is larger than the botzel kot. V'loy nire the lochire mashme the lohochi nokat chatzi botzel godel. Mishum de yesh bachatzi botzel godel kemoi bekotn sholem v'lo yoiser. So the Rishash explains Tosfos as follows. If we are speaking about that, we're speaking about a big onion and a small onion, but the big onion is not a sholem, so he should have said, why did he say chatzi? Why did he divide it in half? He should say botzel porus, a botzel that's not sholem, the botzel kotn, botzel godel porus, in botzel cotton sholem. So I know he's talking about a big onion that's not sholem and a small onion that's sholem. Why did he make it chatzi? If it's an ayin yofer, why did he have to be a chatzi? So Weisstein, he wanted to measure the onion. So that's how he made it. A chatzi, botzel godel, is the same size of a whole botzel cotton sholem. So Weisstein, they're the same size. It's the same size. For oid, the imkein lehave dumye de choshev. So it's not similar to choshev. The gabi prusa shol chitim de koyalo. The hosom shovim. Here we're talking about the hosom shovim. Yes. The chadodi shovim. Here could be it's also speaking about that it's shove. Avol the godol toiv yoiser laachila minakot. That the godol tastes better. So let us skip over this end of the Tosfos and let us go to the next Tosfos so we should get a picture of what the shaila was. So abakaponim Tosfos learns that the botzel godel, the mile and the size was the same, but the godel tasted better than the cotton. And what's the mile of tasting better? By trum it says barimchem, that we'll see in the next tosis, barimchem eschel by mimenu, that when one gives trum, one should give from the better quality, from the chelboy. So memele, this is also a teiradike mile. That's the shaila. It's not sholem, but it's teiradike. It tastes better. The other one is sholem. Umar sovar sholei modif. So Taisa says, so memela, that's the machloikis. So Taisa explains, minoleho, eime dechitim chshivei tvei, mishum da agde meikro, because, what's the tzushtel,
What's the zustel to botzel godel to chitim? Vishloim the hochi midame the ho samafal gav the misvore. Choshev lekoyin odif misvore choshev lekoyin odif. Tchsi barim chemes chel by mimenu. Afilo hochi kamar the sholem odif. Sholem is better. Ochenami neimo sholem odif mipsisin shel chitim. So also the same thing. If he holds that Sholem is better than Chelboy, so you see that the mile of Sholem weighs over Agdemekra. So my mile of Hachinami name is Sholem Odev Mipsishin Sholchitim. Afal gav the Agdemekra. Yeah. So let us skip over to the next Toisvis, and we'll just get the sugya in our heads. Kol heiche, so the Gemara says as follows: Kol heiche dike koyin, kula alme loy pligi de choshev odif. If there is a koyin, so kula alme loy pligi de choshev odif. That choshev is better, because on heide leel kamar psisim gdoilim, ushleimim ktanim de mevorech ala shleimim. So before we said psisim gedolim ushleimim ktanim de mevorech ala shleimim hayne davka lebroch ad lich beslay shevorech begodol de lo me yevorech begodol oil veini noki mize aber gabi nesina lekay ni ken avkus ditin leha godol achoshev tvei de negelay. But al kaponim we have here, let us go, what is the machloikis according to Tosfos? Perhaps we can say a different lomdus in the machloikis. According to the maskonis ha-gemore, the gemore says if there is a koyin, there's no shaila whatsoever. One gives the chelboy. One gives the botzel godel because it's more choshev. We're speaking about where there's no koyin. So then one man the yama says you give the miskayim. And one man the yomer says you give the chelboy. So it could be the way we said before, the machloikis is if it's kedai to make a gamble. Could be. It could perhaps also be, perhaps we could say, according to Tosfos, perhaps we could say a different lomdis in the machloikis of the Tanakama and Rav Yehuda. There's a moiridike machloikis in Sefer HaMitzvahs between the Rambam and Ramban. What is pshat in mitzvahs afroshes trume? The Rambam says the ikar mitzvah is the nesine. That means the hafroshe is a hechetimtze to make trume in order to eventually give it over to the kohen. The mitzvah is the nesine, just like reishis hageis. The whole thing is to give to the kohen. Hafroshes trume is also the same thing. Yeah, good. It's also machila to make hafroshe, but the whole inyan is, it's one mitzvah nesina l'koyin. That's Shitas HaRambam. Shitas HaRambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs is no. By the things that are osa b'achila, it's two different things. There's one mitzvah to be misakin the isa. By chala, you misakin the isa. By truma, you misakin the tevil. That's one mitzvah. Now I have truma ready. What should I do with the truma? So what the truma there? What should I do with it? Should I throw it away? The isa is misuk. No, not as a mitzvah. You have truma, give it to a koyin. So that's the machloikis, the Rambam and Rambam. So I thought perhaps we could say, according to Tosfos, could be this is the machloikis, the Tanikame and Rabbi Yehuda. The machloikis is as follows. We have over here that Rabbi Yehuda says Amoira de Kechidish, that even though it's not miskayim, ein teirem elamin ayofer, and the Tanikame says ein teirem elamin miskayim. So it could be that's the machloikis. The Tanakama held like the Rambam. The Yisod HaMitzvah is Matnas Kahune. So Mamel, if that's the Yisod HaMitzvah, so make sure you have Miskayim. What's the mile of Chelboy Mimeno? Abachibchem as Chelboy. The Yisod HaMitzvah is Matnas Kahune. Saying Teirem Elamina Miskayim. Rabbi Yehuda held like the Ramban. The Ramban holds that there's two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah fakel, the Iker mitzvah is to be mesaken the Isa. After you have the truma, what to do with it? You give it to the Kohen. But I'm up to step number one. Step number one is I want to be mesaken the Isa. Mesaken the Isa. Take a mehudidike botzel. Take a botzel. That's here's a tam. That's chelboy. That's how I'll do my mitzvah. Later the Kohen at Yobin Nishtom, this is meine Geschäft. I'm not up to step two. I'm up to step one. In step one is Yofe better than Miskayim.